We are looking at the relationship of mind, no mind, mind is luminous in ourselves, in each moment, in the nowness of each moment, and how fully and fully accessible that each is. Always with our meditation practice, one of the emphases is balance. Because in general, human existence is rather lopsided in its focus, its emphasis on what is external, and therefore reacting to that. Responding to that. The externals are what we grasp at, even if the grasping is thinking of something futuristic, wanting something that we don't have now, and then the activity around that. Grasping can be, filling the hole of loneliness, filling the hole of just being that our habit of consciousness is to be scattered. Our habit of consciousness is to be busy, these kinds of things. That's all grasping, but they're all external. The point is about that external, the emphases. So the common mind, the working mind, the projecting mind, the assumption-based mind, and so forth, the desire-based mind, common mind, is gets a lot of work out. It's well trained, but it's well trained in a very small bandwidth, actually, as we examine that. We see that within ourselves. We have the same go-to emotions. We have the same things that we like, the same things we don't like, the same things we want to see in others. So it's actually a pretty small bandwidth, actually. So our practice, our morning practice, has always been to expand and include so that. The, if you will, I use the term lopsided. We are more balanced, we are more whole. We have more of our presence and beingness integrated and available any moment. We smile with that. We smile with that. That's a lot to smile with because it's not abstract. It's a lot to smile with, anyways, but it's not abstract. It's about each of us in each of our lives, in our relationships, the relationships between moment and response, react. The relationship between person and person and pet, with time, with stress, with happiness and joy, creativity. It's about us, it's about each of us. So there's a lot to smile about. And we are breathing this. And as we are breathing, then there is integration already happening. There is more access to the no mind. This the empty, spacious gap, the pause, the breath, the just wait a moment. See if that thought or reaction or desire, craving Just see if it passes. See if the current, immediate judgment of oneself or of someone, something else, that gap, that pause, to just see if it dissolves at no basis, no mind. So in this breath right now, we are smiling. And it is likely that you're experiencing that right now, that space, that gap, that lessness that is a vast moreness. And at some point, that gap pause starts to fill in, kind of from both sides or from one side or the other, so to speak. Thoughts, fidgetiness, restlessness, etc. They start to seep in. That's all right. That's all right. That tells us that we are. That the majority of our day is spent in the fidgety, in the restless. That's what that's telling us. We are our own evidence. We can smile at that. It's pretty straightforward, non-deceptive. And there's the pause again. Just because we've recognized the truth. Settled into non-deception. That's a fact. And having come to notice the usually not notice of pause, and that we can, that it also has its bookend, because that's how we live the rest of our life. It's how we live the majority of our life. Not with space, not pausing, just going, going, going to past or to future. So, okay, we acknowledge that. We pause again. And the more frequently that we sit in this pause, stand in wherever we are in the pause, just let things be empty, we find that they also are clear. Our mind is clear. Just a general bright, alert clarity. A vibrancy, lucidity. That is also content. And we are content. And we are content because we've done pause 3 times, each time a little bit longer, so that the restlessness, the discontent is quietened with each time we've done it, a little more quiet, a little longer in contentment. And that's why we practice, to offset and get used to, and therefore bring this clarity and the gentleness of pause into a smooth, unified wholeness of being in any moment. We take a long, soft, deep breath, breathing with all beings, all of the planet. All the beings that are close by in our home, seen and unseen, in our neighborhood, in our part of the world, seen and unseen, known and unknown. And just keep breathing with all beings. The whole planet. And we smile. Smile because we can. Smile because what we do 3 times a week together is so simple. And makes lasting changes in us that make us better human beings, more rounded human beings, more integrated human beings. And that benefits the world and everyone we know. We smile with that. And one more long, slow, deep breath. Love you all. Create your day and create it for good for all beings.